The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's the Irish Racing Podcast here again at William Hill on Thursday, May the 17th. Andy Holding looking towards what should be a very competitive evening's race in here at Clonmel. Seven races for you. Lots of big handicaps and big fields that there always seems to be at this venue. Perfect ground as well. They've had one or two bits of showers in the last 24 hours and now it should be a perfect day. So the ground is on the good side. And we've got, plenty to get stuck into here tonight. We start with the Mare's Maiden Hurdle over the extended 2 mile coming up at 5:20. It's got to be said that this race is probably one of the grisliest races on the card, if not the worst. Took me about half an hour really to come to the conclusion of my final selection in this race. I'm going for a little bit of a stab in the dark on Lady of the Sea, born out of that run last time here over the track behind Rock on Lily in a competitive handicap with the reliable Tin Town Robin in second. I thought she shaped okay that day, and she was running in a period where Paul Nolan literally couldn't buy a winner. But to be fair to Paul, he's managed to dust himself down, and the last 2 or 3 months have been really productive for the county Kildare handler. And with Brian Cooper booked, there's half a chance that this Lady of the Sea could just step up to the plate here tonight. Obviously, Miss Eckrard and Kaylin's Angel bring reasonable form, up-to-date form anyway, to the table. But their overall profiles don't exactly get me that excited to take a fairly short price about either one of those two. So I thought 10-1 for Lady of the Sea was worth a little bit of a small each-way interest for those desperate to have a bet in that first race. Right, on to much better and more hopefully more productive stuff. On to the 5:55. Hopefully all 8 runners will get a post here because I've been pretty sweet on Revel in Pleasure. He at least hitting the frame. Available back at 7-1 top price this morning. I'm not sure that'll last too long because his victory here a couple of starts ago was very, very eye-catching. He'd gone into that off a really good run in a quality maiden hurdle at Nace. He looked a nice horse that day and he put it all together here on the 29th of March when cantering all the way through the race to put the race to bed in pretty decisive and easy fashion, 1 by 21 length. So you could see why he was quite a warm order down in Ballinrode the other day on a handicap debut. And he travelled a lot the best horse in the race that day once again. But he just didn't quite see out the trip. And Ballinrode can be an absolute nightmare of a place when the ground gets heavy. They really do hit the wall coming out the back straight. And this horse, all of a sudden, his engine cut out. I'm putting it down to the ground that day. I know he's won on soft, but it was really, really bad that day. And I think this better ground will suit this horse. He's a really strong traveller. He's got a great cruising speed. I like his attitude. And hopefully his turn of foot will come into effect today. And the fact that he's won around the track as well, that's got to stand him in good stead. Like I say, I thought 7-1 was massive each way value for Revel in Pleasure in the 5:55. On to the 6:30 then. A really competitive event in front of us here. Dracania comes in here with winning form, but that run was way back in October. So fitness has obviously got to be taken on trust. I thought there were several sneaky ones in this one. The novices, celebrity status, perhaps the Mouse Doctor, or even Hearts of Trumps, all having their handicap debuts, could all run well here. But if you like the solid one, because of his track form, is Tin Town Robin, 7-year-old trained by Vincent Halley. And other than one run when he was out the first five, he's yet to not run a bad race here at this track. He's only won the once, but he's been placed 5 times. And he's run here last time out. Well, not last time out, but the last time he went here, when he was second to Rock on Lily, was a good one, because if you've taken the winner out of it, he would have beaten the rest by 15 lengths. He had a little bit of a break in the middle of winter to come back, perhaps for a spring campaign, or stroke summer campaign. And that fourth behind Tornado Watcher Tremor the other day has been highlighted by the winner, who went in again the other day down in Kilbeggan. Interestingly, this horse was second in the 2 mile 3 handicap on this corresponding meeting last year, so clearly connections rolled up their sleeves and decided to have another go at this meeting. And like I say, everything looks set fair for a good run. He's a fairly consistent type, this fellow, and he was around about 12-14-1 this morning, which looked an absolute massive price given his track form. On to the 7:05. I actually think this was quite a trappy affair. Lots of potentially nice horses in this race. Obviously, Giant Spirit and Last Minute Man have got chances from big, powerful stables, but Giant Spirit is yet to win a race, and he looks a bit tricky. Last Minute Man comes from a yard who's obviously been under a cloud, so there could be a little bit of an upset here, and it wouldn't surprise me if El Marie Holden's Amchiel could go well here, having run an eye-catching race on debut at Kilbeggan behind Kreshek from the Gordon Elliott stable. I like the way this horse finished off his race. He stuck to the task really well. He burrowed his way up the inside and finished an ever nearer second behind Kreshek, who went into the race in really good order and probably had the best form in the race. Time figure-wise, wasn't a bad run. So I think Amchiel's going to run a big race here. Also, keep an eye on Madison to Munro from the red-hot Jessica Harrington stable. Somehow, I managed to back the only Jessica Harrington horse yesterday that didn't win, and that was Mr. 51, who made a bad mistake at the third last at Punchestown. But this yard's flying, and it wouldn't surprise me if he turns it totally around here today, back on a better surface. But Amchiel, I like what I saw down in Kilbeggan first time out, and around about 5-1 top price this morning. He doesn't look a bad each-way bet. Onto the 7:40, and one of the most informed horses in handicap terms at the moment is that Tornado Watch, who's won his last two, and the fact that Die Loves Double Speak managed to chase him home and make him work for his corn the other day certainly suggests to me that he's about to strike. He wants good ground as well, Double Speak, so the fact that he managed to run as well as that on softest ground definitely speaks volumes for his well-being at the moment. And a step up in triple suit. His last victory last year was over 2.5 miles at Limerick, so stepping up to 2.3 miles here tonight off the back of that good run behind Tornado, watching a very good speed figure. I'm expecting a big run here tonight from Double Speak in the 7:40. On to the 8:15 then, really trappy affair here, around about 5-1 the field at time of recording. I'll probably play with a straight bat here and go with Cotton Vale from the locally trained Ewan Dawes stable. This horse hasn't won a race in 13 starts, but he's run numerous good races in defeat, including that run the other day behind the very well-handicapped Lord Eskin, who I did the preview that day, and I suggested was at least a 120-130 horse, and he proved it by winning on the bridle. But I probably thought Cotton Vale came out that race second best there. The second horse was a little bit flattered, the fact that he was at the back door and ran on three beaten horses, but Cotton Vale was in the thick of the action throughout. He travelled really well, and he kept on well on the running, albeit he wasn't in the same league as the winner. Prior to that, he finished second behind Farina on bottomless ground at Tremor. And there's a good chance that this horse on better ground could easily step up to the plate here tonight. He's also run well at the track over 2.5 miles back in November when he finished sixth in a competitive field. So he's got track form. He's got Geraghty on board. Good run last time out behind a well-handicapped horse. I've really seen Cotton Vale not running a good race here. 9-2 top price this morning, William Hill. Not a bad looking each way bet as far as I can see. On to the final race then, a competitive bumper, around about 4-1 the field at time recording. Eddie Hart, he's got a nice horse here in the shape of what do you call her, who ran well in a bumper down at the Punchestown Festival, fifth behind Commander of the Fleet, who is very well regarded from the Narmead stable. And if running up to that level, then she's sure to be there or thereabouts. But as I said in a previous preview here tonight, Jessica Harrington's horse is in unbelievably good nick at the moment, so anything that she runs from her stable has got to be considered. And I thought Condarcia ran really well on debut at Fairy House back in December. To certainly give her a little bit of a chance here, she can go better on this better ground, particularly she's by presenting as well. That certainly led us to that theory in any case. Although she couldn't quite go with the William Mullins trained Cole Reavy in the closing stage, I thought she kept on well enough in the closing stage. She certainly didn't have the power or the strength of the winner, but she's a nice little compact sort, and Kate Harrington, I'm sure, has chosen the right one. Of course, Jessica's got the Prince Tony in this race as well. So, quite a, like I say, trappy old race to end the card. Plenty can be fancied, but Condarcia is the one for me off the back of that run at Fairy House. Okay, thanks so much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We've got two Irish meetings for you tomorrow, Cork and Downpatrick, and I'm going to be covering the former, which is a flat race card at beginning at 5:25. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.